Welcome once again, dear student, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. Let me give you a small brief about myself. I've been in the industry for 48 years. And my expertise are in all the supply chains of tourism industry, starting from travel agency to tour operator to airline to cruise liner to hotels, destination management company, tour guide, car rental company, advisor to the minister, and for last 15 years, I'm returning back to the student my knowledge in form of educating in tourism and travel, including hospitality and aviation. So with this, I go into the chapter 4 of tourism marketing that refers to tourism demand and what are the influencing factor to that. In detail, we will learn of the objectives every chapter we talk about. In this chapter of tourism demand influencing factor, we will learn and understand the concept of tourism demand. What exactly tourism demand suggests, what we need to understand, know about various factors that affect the demand for tourism services. This is a very important factor to be borne in mind, that there are certain factors that put and that becomes part of tourism demand and how the tourism demand are met. So let's look at it. Since 2000, the tourism industry has faced multiple threats, both domestic and at international levels. That includes economic recession on the world level, and in specific economies around the world, where slowdown or happen at the economic platform, the SARS outbreak that was noticed everywhere, resulting into stoppage of travel activities, terror attacks around the world that include terror attacks in India, terror attacks in Egypt, and many such terror attacks which happened, and that was impacting the tourism industry's multiple threats, and also the expanding war on terrorism happening around the world. We spoke on this in earlier chapters, the war on terrorism. So despite these setbacks to the industry, both consumer and travel companies are providing strong support for the industry by exhibiting responsible tourism. And here comes the element of responsible tourism to combat and face this scenario. Of course, the scenario of COVID is one that was affected for more than 1.5 to 2 years. That was the longest. Most of these setbacks that we counted were repairable and that helped in bouncing back the tourism industry much faster. Some of the mentions I would add it here. The tsunami, 2004 tsunami of the Boxing Day tsunami that happened in 2004, that resulted almost 1 lakh people around the Far East that died, especially in Indonesia, Thailand, and other Far Eastern countries. So these are various setbacks that happened. And despite these feedback, both consumer and travel companies are providing strong support for the industry by exhibiting responsible tourism. And of course, here is the count on this slide about the 2019, where the outbreak of COVID Now the industry is recovering from the pandemic. And that was the longest that did not show any bouncing back for almost 2 to 3 years. The tourism industry continued suffering of the drop in the international arrivals. Closure of tourism industry saw many tourism resorts, destination getting very limited number of tourists to zero tourists coming into their country. Ultimately, it forced a lot of people to shift their jobs from tourism and hospitality industry to other factors. It happened in India also. A lot of travel agents moved from tourism and hospitality industry to real estate, to other industries. Coming on the demand the consumer puts up, so consumer have become demanding. And this is not something new for us to learn or understand. Every consumer has all the right, because the mindset of a consumer is, I am paying for this, so I must get what I expect. So the consumer have become demanding and concerned about themselves as a tourist. And they are showing interest in the social, cultural, and environmental issues of the destinations they visit. Now the consumers are demanding, even asking for certain environmental issues that have been overlooked by destinations, taking care of the environment. And that resulted into the Earth Day that we celebrate every year to see that we protect our environment. And rightly said, who else can look after this planet Earth other than us? There are international tourism organizations who have put certain conditions and terms. There are certification issued to tour operator, travel agent, and all the service providers who show interest in protecting the environment and promoting sustainable and responsible tourism. In fact, a lot of tour operators invest, donate a sum of from five to any amount up to $50 per booking per passenger they get. This is their commitment toward responsible tourism. An eagerness to know about the issues both before they travel and while they are there. Destination, people would like to know. People calculate, people go through the social media and they try to understand what are the issues, what could be the possible thing. They are mentally and prepared to face anything that would come up. Of course, unfortunately, none in the tourism industry was prepared to face COVID because it never happened in the past. But now people are prepared. There is a political upheaval, they will not travel to that destination. If there is an election and the results are going to be out, especially in parts of the world where this has been recorded in the history, people avoid to travel those destinations. And likewise, people are mentally prepared. They know about the plan B if certain things happen. They also create interest in learning through social media and their contact to know about the issues that could come before and after. So looking for the safety aspect along with the cost, weather accessibility, and quality of the facilities while planning the travel. So for example, people are ready to pay some additional fund to insure themselves. Insure for many things which they think are possible risks, including health, loss of baggage, flight cancellation, alternate flights, medical issues. All these are now covered with the insurance. And consumers are demanding. And they check what is the amount that has been insured for them, and so on. So looking for safety aspect along with the cost, weather accessibility, and quality of the facility while planning to travel. Some passenger would not settle down for a destination that is offering a particular product at a lower price, but there is element of safety concern, they may not opt for that destination. Now we look into the detail of what are the reasons why consumer has gone demanding. The first thing comes to mind is the diverse need and expectation resulting in into individual's preference. Everybody has his own preference, and from that angle, if they visualize the whole thing, they start demanding for that. So for example, it's a matter of a concern for many people whether I will get my type of food. What about the culture in terms of ethnic origin, as well as type of range of lifestyle choice? For example, people going down, with respect, we will going down to Pattaya, which is in Thailand. There is not a light life activities ongoing, and many family-minded tourists going with small children avoid going to Pattaya because of the lifestyle and the night life that goes on there. So that's a cultural in terms of ethnic origin. Food, concern for people, the demand. I gave you an example in my previous slides and previous chapter that there are passengers who demand that we would like to have vegetarian food. We would like to have a chain food. We would love to have a halal food and so on. These are all demands expecting out of the needs. Also, people are demanding because they have additional disposable income, which is increasing. And that makes them that I would spend, I have money to spend, I have additional money, I don't mind paying something more, but I want what I'm looking forward for. Yeah. Another factor, another reason for consumer becoming more demanding because of the awareness and education that is available, whether through social media, through word of mouth, or their observation and reading, ultimately they are interested in some other places where they would find a peaceful holiday. They don't mind paying more money for that. Increasing health awareness. People would like to physically go to such places where there are good medical facilities available. At the same time, whether consumption of water is good, whether they have a spread disease, whether they could be able to find the required medicine and good hospital treatment in case of emergencies, are all health awareness that is prevalent among the modern day traveler, and that is why they made them demanding. More occasions or purpose for traveling. Now we have got a lot of such options available. With the additional income and with more options available, people travel for short and long holidays. Anything to the nearby destination could run into 2 to 3 days. Or short travel, short haul travel, anything from 4 days to a week, and long haul to Australia, to US, and to South Africa, anything more than 10 to 15 days. People are demanding because they've gone all the way to such a long destination, flying more than 10 hours. They would like to have a peaceful holiday. So consumer, with the knowledge of technology for information access, yes. Now first thing, any consumer steps into a hotel, they would first question, do you have internet facility? And is it for free? Even staying at 2-star or 1-star hotel, they would love to have a free internet. Some of them would like to have a specific type of television programs if available on their home TV. Yes, so these are all demanding. International and domestic travelers are increasing as well. Smart consumer with knowledge of technology for information access Whether do you have internet? How fast is the speed? Nobody is settling down for less than 5G now. Gone are the days. People would settle for 2G. 2G is only for connectivity. You need minimum 4G now. And that too for free. And they are demanding because other service providers do give it to you. Whether you go to Far East, you go to Africa, or you go to Europe or States. So media awareness is also creating and penetrating the growing need and demands. So they read, they learn, they want that to be put to them. Yes. So here we have tourism services demand influenced by what? There is a breakup given to you on this slide from external, internal, and other factors. The external factors include the economic scenario, where we have more disposable income, additional income, other sources of income, where there is an opportunity available to go somewhere. What are the, basically some sort of a SWOT analysis, where the threats are looked into. What could be a possible threat there if I go? No matter, it's going to offer a cheaper destination. But is there a threat like Pahalgam attack resulted into people leaving Kashmir? Still the confidence has not gone back to what it was before Pahalgam attack. Because the threat factor is an external influencing factor. Moving further, demographic change. Demographic change referred to people age. More people of Gen Z are there in India. More than 50% of our population is Gen Z. Even age-wise, senior citizens, long life expectancy has increased. The average age is now 35 plus in India. And people expect to live above 60 now. And in Japan, for example, it is 80 plus. Climate change is another external factor that has put up a demand wherein you suddenly find rain like what we have seen. Even after the month of October, we are seeing some thunderstorm and rain. Non-uniform health availability. So if you don't think that, okay, you go only to X country, you will be not affected. Many countries have issues with regard to health, especially anything like waterborne disease or affected by malaria or some sort of this type of disease. Then regulation in the post-COVID period, what regulations have been implemented, how they are operational, etc. Government policies, regulation factors, and technology. These are all external factors which we have spoken from time to time that have added as a demand influencing factor. Internal factors, let's count on to them. Geographic emerging market, more markets are into offering their services and products. Identical destination like Vietnam, like Cambodia have come into Indian market, resulting into Thailand losing its share from India. And likewise, new tourists who have been finding it mobility, which they were not allowed earlier. So more East Europeans are moving towards West European on a holiday. People from Moldova, people from Ukraine, people from Russia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, which are Eastern Europe, Turkey included, are moving into Western Europe. And likewise, Indians going down on a holiday to countries like Vietnam, like Cambodia, like they have never been before. So these are the new tourists who have additional income, who would love to travel. The internal factor is a consumer attitude. Consumer, what they look at, how they behave, what they show off, is all part of an internal factor. Oh yes, I'm coming here, I'm spending, I paid, I want such things, an attitude. And the consumer power, the buying power is also one of the very important factors. I can afford it. I can afford to travel on a business class. I can afford to pay premium economy. I would love to book a seat before I board an aircraft, for which I am ready to pay, etc. And all these are internal factors. Another, of course, geopolitical tension has been affecting the tourism demand. Political factors around the world has made a lot of tourists to think and demand accordingly. So we will again continue talking about external factors. We pick up economic scenario that is prevalent. Economic scenario refers to exchange rate influence the price of travel products and services. Look at India. Now the dollar is approximately 87 or 88 rupees for a dollar, which once upon a time, not very far from now, just 5 years back, it was somewhere unto 65 and 68 rupees. So ultimately resulting into you pay more to buy something, and that has made that scenario has resulted into people looking into their choice and demand accordingly. Fluctuating result into increased cost of travel, I explained in detail. So if you pay $50, the hotel rates have gone from $50 to maximum $55 in last 10 years. But the fluctuation in the exchange rate has affected by something like 20%. The increase is not just 5%, but increase to your pocket is 20 to 25% because of the value of rupee dropping down. So this has resulted as an economic scenario and external factors. Then progressive countries showing economic progress may become potential attraction for the tourists. A lot of people are now looking, say example, Indians would love to see how much their rupee would give them in local currency. You find these comparison coming on social media from time to time. And they are advised on digital platform in social media that with Indian rupees, you can go to Vietnam, you can go to Myanmar, you can go to Sri Lanka, you can go to Maldives, and you get a better price for your money. So these are all signs of economic scenario. Now this is just showing the drop, fall, and going up and down of Indian rupee. So rupee fell to a record low amid broad dollar. And here I have already spoken. So just look at the graph and see how the rupee has been just rising and rising and never dropped what it was earlier. So what a falling rupee means? So falling rupee here means you fall means fall has been positive for the countries where you get more money for your money. For example, dollar would give euro, people from euro dollar or euro currency would find better buying power in US, but Indians spending out of their rupee converted to dollar will give them less money for there. That's a factor, and rupee falling means. Then we look at the depreciating rupee effect stated by tourism, and we say like we talk about the effect. Change destination or change duration of the stay. This is one very disturbing factor. Instead of staying for 7 nights in Thailand, you would think, oh, let me go only for 5 days. Because so much multiplied by so many dollars, I'm spending so much converted to rupees resulting into that. So instead of 7 nights, I will reduce my stay. Or I go to destination where I can get a hotel room for anything between $40 to $60. Whereas other countries, is more than $120 to $140. So that's a change. They change the destination, or they cancel and reschedule. They cancel the whole thing. And here the percentage given for that is 20% of our customers have either canceled or rescheduled their holiday abroad just because of the falling rupee, which is a disturbing scenario for tourism industry, because continuous drop in rupee, it has also resulted in lot of people not taking international traveler. If you look at outbound travel from India, we have 23 to 24 million tourists who go out of India on holiday. But arrival, despite they getting a better value for their dollar, will still be not happy to come to our country because of various factors, which is not a point to be discussed here, definitely. But yes, we do not see much benefit coming to India despite rupee giving them a better value against their dollar. So ultimately, with the dropping rupee means you pay extra. So if a traveler was earlier paying $1.32 lakh for $2,000, the person now may have to pay $1.42 lakhs. So you are paying almost more than 10,000 rupees to buy $2,000, which is the normal money one would spend on 1 week to 10 days holiday. So this is the difference. And I'm sure this statistic is also something more you would lose. Another effect that we see is increase to our package costs, obviously, because you buy internationally, the rate quoted by international tourism supplier is always in form of dollar. So if the rupee buying power drops, you pay more rupee to buy the dollar. And ultimately, you pay totally more rupees to buy the same amount of dollar which you paid less before your value of rupee was stronger. So this is some exercise given here. You will know that how much you pay extra because of the falling rupee. Then increase in staying costs. Of course, due to inflation around the world, then stay costs and the dearness and various other factors, the inflation has resulted into people paying more, which is an international phenomenon. What was costing us 5 years back is no more the cost now. So it's a recession and inflation both combined. Inflation combined with all these resulting and seeing this happening around the world. And as a result, your increasing cost also has exceeded than what it used to be 4 years back. You could comfortably stay in hotels in Cambodia for $40, a two-star hotel to three-star hotel for $40 with breakfast. Now we are talking the same hotel for $60 to $70, same hotel in a span of just 4 to 5 years. So look at what is the impact of falling rupee on international tourism. And these are all external factors responsible for the tourism demand. So we come on to the new topic called external factors on opportunities. So in case of developing economies like India, tourism markets are currently moderate in size, relatively small, which is surprising because we do have huge amount of offering as a tourism, but still we are much smaller than countries which are much smaller in size and less to offer, but have bigger tourist number of arrivals. Say example, Thailand. Thailand records almost more than 40 million international tourist arrival as against India. Only 10 to 11 million tourists come to India. So we are very small as far as other countries are there, but have developed very quickly responding to rapid development growth. Yes, we have been showing growth But for tourism, we have yet to register the way we should have been registering as a growth. So this is mainly due to the growth in the economy or consumer power, disposable income. So consumers now, many think, okay, you want to travel? Why not I travel within my own country? In that case, my revenue will be remaining in my own country. So that's an opportunity in favor of the developing country. So falling rupee, there will be growth in inbound tourism as India will be seen as low-cost destination by the tourists. I highlighted this, that if they were spending $1 about 2-3 years back, they would get only 70 rupees. Now the same $1 if they spend, they would get anything from 84 to 87 rupees, depending on the fluctuating rate, because that is happening practically every day. So what is another opportunity? I mentioned that India can tap international market by showing that, yes, we do have a value for money for your dollar, and you would get more if you buy and spend locally here. So it was observed that some travelers will likely want to take advantage of the positive exchange rate. So we are talking about travelers may plan travel to countries whose currencies had weakness against the rupees. And here the examples are of South Africa, Turkey, or Brazil and Mexico. We are talking about these four countries where we think we can spend more money. And I counted on Vietnam, I counted on Cambodia and Maldives, these other countries where Indian rupees, Sri Lanka, not to forget, you get a good value for your spending rupees. So now these are emerging destinations for Indian tourists. Or look at the threats. The threats are unforeseen events like natural disaster, like cyclone, rain, a pandemic, or disaster in form of landslide, in form of volcano eruption, in form of tsunami, and factors like which are not natural, such as terror attacks, riot, political upheavals, chaos, rucos on the streets, and so on. These are unnatural, but this happens around the world and affects the tourism. So as everyone is aware of the fact that the global travel and tourism industry saw disruption due to COVID, this has compelled various governments to enforce restriction on travel. Yes, that happened only in 2021-2022. However, the travel industry is recovering slowly from the same. What about threat? Earlier examples of the threats are arrival of COVID pandemic and the war-like situation created by Russian and Ukraine war. Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022 February has had some negative effect on the traveling the people, as some places may become risky to stay and live there. So many travelers who wanted to travel towards Russia or Europe, and if their aerospace was through Russia or Ukraine aerospace, they were avoiding it. Don't you know that you must be knowing as a memory that one of the aircraft of Malaysian airline was shot down by this Ukrainian terror attack in the sky, and the Malaysian airline aircraft which passed through the aerospaces when it was returning, it was hit by and it crashed. And the tourism may be affected due to all this that I counted. Going further, demographic changes are the population characteristic. Now we look at demographic change. So population characteristic that influence demand for travel and tourism services. Now with demographic change, we look at nuclear family, which means me, my wife, my children. That's nuclear family. Then we have double income, where husband and wife, son and father, son, father, mother, daughter-in-law, all are working. So there are more than two incomes coming. Also in demographic chain, we have DINK, D-I-N-K. I repeat, D-I-N-K. This is a term used for double income with no kids. So they have two income, living partners, husband and wife, spouses, or any couple living together from any sort of a relationship. They have double income. Then we have the issue of increasing population that contribute of age people are some example of demographic change, which I highlighted in my earlier slides. Now, demographic change also helped in education that comes in for the customer. So is influencing the tourism demand, because education teaches him or her that tourism is an emerging concept. Let's see the world. Gone are the days when people were storing money in the form of gold, in form of ornaments, in form of any metal that had value. Now you know what the gold has, how gold has fluctuated in course of time. So instead of that, people are trying to see the world, travel around the world. And that's a demographic change, a very positive demographic change that has happened in recent years. So this has resulted into more target market segmentation and niche marketing of travel product. There are travel agents who offer special tour for senior citizens. There are special tours offered to youngsters and so on. So these are demographic change. We look at the factor called climate change that has impacted. And the climate change refers to the environmental change. We understand this term very well. We are also experiencing climate change. The monsoon has extended into the month of October as well, whereas it used to end by September. And we were all noticing passing showers in September. But now we have seen, due to climate change, the rainy season by all the way extended into October. Likewise, a lot of tourist destinations which used to get snow are reducing, and snow is getting lesser and lesser every year. That's why Finland has very actively started promoting them in countries like India, because tourists who were traditionally going for surfing or snow holidays in Switzerland have seen snow getting limited now. So it has happened even in West. People have opted for destination like Finland, which is still quite young for tourists to see snow there. For example, some North Indian cities experience a stronger heat wave. This has caused people to avoid these destinations during their summer vacation. And not to forget what we saw in 2025, landslides at Uttarakhand in Himachal Pradesh, flooding, cloud bursts that happened in Ladakh and other parts of Uttarakhand. All are climate change. Very disturbing factor. Some of the climate change activities, not some, I would say all the climate change activities are because of human interferences. Landslide happened because we disturb the sustainability of the destination. We overdid what we shouldn't have been doing. Instead of protecting and offering an alternate tourism, we called it a mass tourism, over tourism. And it has resulted into a drastic impact as a climate change.